Thank you, Nathan. Isn't it funny? We've got such a long building and everyone has to sit as far down the back as possible. Pastor App sent me a meme, I guess you call it, the other day. It was with Baptists in lockdown. And they had the TV and then they had two rows of chairs. And then they were sitting in the back row. And so that's Baptists in lockdown. They like to go to the very back. Oh, well. I can say what I like tonight because the internet's down, apparently. So no one at home will be able to hear a thing. The woggle thing ran out of something, whatever it's meant to have in it. Is it a woggle? Dongle. Okay. In my years, it's a woggle. A dongle. Okay, a dongle ran out of data. Okay. So, there you go. Well, let's pray and we'll have a look at God's Word. Father in heaven, we do want to thank you for the day. And Lord, as we just come together as believers tonight, before we go out into this world, we don't know what you have planned for us, but Lord, we certainly want to be prepared, and we want you to encourage our hearts tonight as we stop and consider you, and we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. If you have a look at the bulletin, you will see the word immutable. I wasn't even sure how to spell it, to be honest, but no little red lines came up, so I suspect that I wrote it right, but immutable. It is not a word that we think about too much or that we use in your daily speech. I just thought of one then. A man could say to his wife, "Your beauty is immutable." All right? That'd go far, I'm sure. I haven't said that myself yet, but we can work on that one. It simply means it doesn't change, all right? You don't change. And it's something that we long for as human beings, to live in a world, really, that is immutable. We would like to have things that are immutable. For example, when you get that little puppy, it's so cute, and you want it to stay like that, don't you? And that's why you take photos. And I have various photos of our dogs when they were puppies, and they look so cute. But we don't live in an immutable world. So they grow up, and they don't look as cute, generally. But we would like them to stay the same. When life is good, we would think, I wish life could stay like this. I didn't put my phone on silent, so there you go. You wish life could stay good, but we don't live in an immutable world, so we have good times, and then it changes and has bad times, and then things in between as well. Things change. I know that when our church things seem to be going well, I wish we lived in an immutable church and world. Everything just is going great. It's wonderful. But if things are going well in a local church, you can be sure that it's not going to stay like that because we don't live in an immutable world. Friendships are a blessing. And you think of all the friends you've had over the years and the blessings that they have been, but the reality is for a lot of them, they change, you change, the friendship changes for one reason or another, and things change in that regard. And so that is one of the sad things of not living in an immutable world. If you have a horrifically sore back, I suspect you don't want it to be immutable, right? You don't want it to always be like that, all right? But we don't live in an immutable world, and it's predominantly due to sin. Sin decays things. Sin destroys things, and so things change. But the wonderful news is we have an immutable God. And there's going to be a time when we're in eternity and things are immutable. Have you stopped to think of that? There's going to be a time when we're going to live with God forever. And that's never going to change. Isn't that nice to know? There's not going to be, well, time's up. You only had a certain amount of time with me. Things are changing now. No, we're with God forever. We're told that when we're in heaven, there will be no sorrow, no pain, no fear. And that never changes. That is something that stays the same in heaven. It also, we're told, that heaven will be a place where there will be joy, peace, and gladness. And that doesn't change either. And so, although we live in an ever-changing world at the moment, we can rest in knowing that we have a God who is immutable, and one day we will go to a heaven with Him that will be immutable as well. So let's just stop and consider that for a moment, the reality that God is immutable. How do we know that? Well, I got some verses. I could probably ask you if you can think of some verses. I was trying to think of some verses, and one of the most obvious one is in Malachi chapter 3, verse 6. It says, "For I am the Lord, I change not." And so there is God declaring Himself that I don't change. And we'll look at that in a minute as we go on. In James, it says, "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning." And so God isn't different depending on the angle that you look at Him, so to speak. He's the same. Some might say that He changes, but He doesn't in that regard. In Hebrews, it uses and refers, He refers to Himself as being immutable. It says in Hebrews 6, verse 17, "Wherein God willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of His counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie," that's one of the immutable things, "we might have a strong consolation or comfort, who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us." And so here He is referring Himself to being immutable. And then we have in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8, "Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever." That's an important thing to stop and consider, that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. As when we come to a conclusion this evening, I'll see how important that is. Turn over to Psalm, would you please? Psalm 102. Here we have God showing us the extent of how he doesn't change. There are certain things that we think would never change, but He's telling us that they still change as well, yet He would not. Have a look in Psalm 102, verse 25. "Of old hast thou laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of thy hands." You stop and think about that. The earth, that seems pretty permanent, doesn't it? Right? You think of the heavens, the stars and the galaxies, they seem pretty permanent, like they're going to be there forever. Yet we go on and it says in verse 26, "They shall perish." Wow. "They will perish, but thou shalt endure. All of them shall wax old like a garment. As a vesture thou shalt change them, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall have no end." And here we see even the galaxies and the stars, they're waxing old. They're still changing. Our earth is changing. It's getting older as well. It's not as old as what some people might like to think of billions or millions of years, but it is still getting aged, and it's in a decaying process because of sin. Yet, despite all of that, God says, even though the heavens change and get old, even though the earth changes, I don't change. And when you stop and realize how amazing that is, you realize what a blessing it is to have a God who doesn't change compared to someone like us who do change. Let's just pursue that for a little moment. You know, when it comes to our body and our strength, we change, don't we? Been down here doing some pottering around, trying to do some things down here at the church. And you would know if you're my age or older, inside you have the soul and the spirit of a 16-year-old. My wife might say maybe a 12-year-old sometimes with things, how I carry on, right? But I tell you what, there's a 16 or an 18-year-old trapped in this body. But when you see what the younger blokes start to do and you try to do it, you discover that my strength has changed over the years. For the worse, all right? Yes. Peter can understand that. You want to do it, you try to do it, and you regret it for the next few days afterwards, all right? And you discover that you're weaker and you're far more unfit than you want to be or you used to be. Yet in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 28, we read this. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard? That the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. Here we have a God who doesn't change in that he doesn't faint. He doesn't get weary like we do as we get older. And that's something we should rejoice in. You know, God isn't in heaven saying, I just don't have the energy anymore to do that work that I did in years gone by. What that means is also that when we read of that powerful God that Israel had and the power that God showed through the apostles, is he still has that same power today. He's not saying, I'd love to do a work there in Golden City, but I just don't have the energy anymore. He doesn't change. Same power as before. That's a blessing because I know we certainly don't have that same energy levels and the same strength. That verse also talks about knowledge. There is no searching of his understanding. And then over in Psalm 147, verse 5, it says, Great is the Lord, and of great power, his understanding is infinite. His understanding is infinite. That is so different to us. This is the sad thing about living in a world that is not immutable. You are born, you know pretty well nothing apart from some instincts, like you're hungry and you want food. All right, and you don't like having a dirty nappy. It's funny how you work that one out really quick. But and your parents have to change it for you. And then you start to have to learn. You have to learn how to tie your shoelaces. And I can still remember being taught how to do my shoelaces. And I still remember trying to teach my children how to tie their shoelaces. And so at least I can look at when they're tying their shoelaces, I can yep, that was me, all right? I taught them that one, the two little bows, and you tie it together, all right? I don't know if they still use that one, but that was the method I was taught by my sister-in-law. So, Lee, I was a slow learner. I had to wait for my sister-in-law to show me. So that was I don't know how old I was, 20, 30? But anyway, but you got to learn something as simple as that. And then you got to go to school and you learn all these other things, and if you're not listening, you miss out on the learning, and so there's gaps there, and you learn all your life, and then you get to the point where, oh, I can't remember that, and you start forgetting, all right? So you start knowing nothing, and if you live long enough, you often end knowing nothing either, all right? And there's just that point of knowledge in the middle of how much you absorb and can remember. God isn't like that. He doesn't grow in his knowledge. Isn't that good? Wouldn't it be terrible if, you know, well, we've been living for quite a long time now, but poor old Adam and Eve, if they're I'm new at this, Adam and Eve. I don't know things. I don't know what to do. It's like when you're a parent for the first time. I'm trial and error. Sorry for the firstborn, you know, and so on. But God isn't like that. He doesn't have to learn or think, okay, I've made a few mistakes, but I've learned from there, and so now I know what to do. He doesn't change in his knowledge because he has all knowledge. That's a beautiful thing to rest in. We aren't all-knowing, but we have a God that is. And, you know, there are many other things, you know, the blessing of having an immutable God. Darren mentioned a little bit of this morning. His mood doesn't change. He doesn't, one day he's cranky and the next minute he's happy for no reason, where he's nicer. He used to be nice, but then he becomes grumpy. You know, I know that growing up I had two grandmas. There was the nice grandma and the grumpy grandma, all right? If you're a grandma, you don't want to be the grumpy grandma, all right? They never want to visit you, I'm telling you, all right? And that's a nightmare when you've got to go to holidays to the grumpy grandma. Be the nice grandma, all right? That's all I can say to you, all right? But you can start off and then you get grumpier as you get older. But we see here, God, his mood doesn't change. He's the same. We don't have to wonder when we wake up, I wonder if God is in a good mood today. Or is he going to be angry with me today? And you don't even know why. There's no reason. It's just the way he is. He's immutable. He's the same. Same with likes. You know, we can vary with our likes. You know, you grow up and you love certain things and then you grow disinterested in it. And sadly, that's what happens with marriages. You get married, but then some people lose interest in that other person. Or it could be friendships. You have friends and then you lose interest in that friendships. God doesn't lose interest. He doesn't change in that way. We're told in Romans 8:39, neither height nor depth nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God. He is going to love us and never stop loving us. He doesn't change what he likes and who he likes and who he loves. That brings a lot of security that you have an immutable God that's never going to stop loving you. But we also need to remember that God being immutable, he doesn't change his dislikes. If you listen to many Christians today, you think God must have, he's changed recently. He likes a lot of things he never did like. But that's not the case. You know, we change. You know, I hated sweet potato. But now I love it. After Linda kept sneaking it in somehow and getting me to... I love sweet potato, but there was a day I wouldn't go near it. I've changed my likes. I hated AFL. Now I quite enjoy it. All right? There was music I hated, but now that's all I listen to. And I've grown to love it and enjoy it as well. All right, we can change in our likes, but God, being immutable... There are things that he dislikes and he still dislikes. He doesn't change. He does not like sin. He hates sin. He doesn't like the homosexual relationships. He doesn't like people living together and being unmarried. He doesn't like women preaching and teaching men in the local church. He hasn't changed these things. They're in his word, and he hasn't changed. We don't need a revised version of what God is like in our Bibles because he's changed. And, you know, we could go on various things with enthusiasm. You know, I was thinking of that one. You can be very enthusiastic about a lot of things, but then you're not so enthusiastic after a while. It's hard when you have children or a son that gets very enthusiastic about something, so you spend time doing it, and then they lose interest, and then they find something new to be enthusiastic about, and you got to spend time doing that, and they keep changing with their enthusiasm. It's strong, and then it wanes, all right, in that regard. Well, isn't it good that God doesn't change with his enthusiasm? You know, isn't it a blessing to know that I couldn't be bothered building my church anymore? I'm not talking about the literal church down there. I'm talking about the church of God. Oh, I couldn't be bothered doing that anymore. I'm over that. Or, I wanted to transform you into the image of Christ, but I've lost interest in that now. I'm so glad that God hasn't lost interest in trying to change me into the image. And as I said, the list of comparisons could continue far more. But we get the point. We change regularly and God doesn't change. And so what does that mean? What does that mean for us? Well, I'll apply it to if you were thinking about me, and then we'll be thinking about God. All right. Just say you knew me at school. I've had school reunions. The people that knew me at school knew me very well. Because, you know, when you go to school, you spend more time at school and with those people than nearly anyone. And so they knew what I was like. They knew what I liked. They knew what my personality was like. They knew how I solved problems. They knew how I dealt with situations. They knew the things I got up to and what I did do and didn't do. And if you went to them and you say, "Do you know Alan Mitchell?" they would say, "Yeah, I know Alan Mitchell. Let me tell you all about him." All right, and that might be a scary thing. Linda discovered that on our 20-year school reunion, all right? Because jump 20 years later, they think they know me. "Ah, Alan, you're the one," and so on, all right? But I have changed, all right? I'm not immutable where I'm going to be the same. And I'm glad I have changed. I'm a very different person. My likes and dislikes are different. My attitude towards things are different. How I'd solve things or go about things, they're different. And so if you knew me back when I was 15, 20, 25, but you haven't seen me until this age of, I think, 54, all right, don't say, "I know Alan Mitchell," because I've changed considerably. I am not immutable. But, on the other hand, God is immutable. And so what that means is we can study him and his dealings with people over thousands of years, right? And be able to say, "I know what God is like," because he hasn't changed. His likes are the same. His dislikes are the same. The way he goes about things is the same. He loves righteousness. He keeps promises. He hasn't changed in that regard. He is rich in mercy and forgiveness. He hasn't changed. He's holy. He hates sin. He wants to help those who seek him. Those things have not changed. And so what that means is we can study his word from thousands of years back to the early church and learn what God is like, and we can say, "I know what God is like," because he hasn't changed. And this should bring us stability. That's the key, stability. In a very changing world, we have a God who doesn't change, and we can get stability from that. For example, to grow up in a family where the parents are always changing. One day they're really angry and the next day they're really nice and you don't know why. You come home, they're kind. You come home the next day and they're cruel. The next day they're so patient with you and the next day they're not patient at all. One day they're faithful to you and faithful to each other and the next moment they're unfaithful. And then you think you're established and then they up and move because they want to go somewhere else and then they want to go here and there and they're moving around. There's instability everywhere from their attitudes, their actions, to their whole life. What does that breed for a child? Instability. You don't know what to expect, and there can be anxieties and concerns. You want to find something, that an anchor you can hold on to that will make you stable in life. Parents, it's really important to be consistent. I know we're not immutable, but we need to be consistent so our children know that there is someone stable, that they can get an example of that, and it helps their inner being. But even if you don't have that, we do have a God who is stable. We can go to Him and we know He's the same. He's the same loving, patient, forgiving God He was yesterday. And what He was 2 years ago, 5 years ago, 5,000 years ago. And the way He dealt with people in the past is the same He will deal with us now. And so in an unstable, unchanging world, it is good to know we have an immutable God. I'd encourage you to dwell on that this week and be reminded of the blessing that is. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank You. You are the Lord, You change not. Sorry for when we try to convince ourselves You have changed, that You like things You never have liked and never will, that You accept things that You have never accepted and You never will. Sorry when we brand You of being unloving and unkind, when You will never be unloving and unkind. Lord, help us to grow in our knowledge of You as You have commanded us to do. Because we are very sure and we know that when we grow in our knowledge of You, we cannot help but grow in our love for You. Let us do that, dear Father. And thank You that You are our rock, You are our anchor, You are the one that is so stable when, Lord, so many things change. We thank You for that in Jesus' name. Amen.